This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I just heard the exciting news that the college rabbi was taken to the hospital. So the shiur should be a schus for the tzaddik, Moshe ben Reisel, Shavifur Shlem, Soshan Chol Yisrael. We'll say after the shiur, we'll say Kapitul Tehillim as Hashem, Shihir Sos Tavis. It's been a long time. And I'm excited to resume our learning. Somebody asked me recently, what exactly is the plan? What's the say? And I said, I have no idea. I don't have any idea at all. I shouldn't say that. There are ideas that I have for a certain mahalach, but then, depending upon what's happening that particular day or that week or whatever it is in my head, in my heart, and in the world, and conversations that I'm having with parents. So those of you who have been with this from the beginning know that things shift from one place to another. But it's all about Kedusha. It's all about Kedusha Yisrael, our Kedusha, our kids, speaking to them, speaking to ourselves. And before the summer, I was talking about the Inyan of Am Yisrael, or Kedusha Yisrael, because I felt that was under attack, and it always is. And that's what the Chabur of Yosef HaTzadik is addressing, that attack against Kedusha Yisrael. But it was coming in a different way. A short time before that, I began to learn the halachas, and my goal is, after a few weeks of getting back into the Inyan, getting back into the sugya a little bit, then to spend then a few weeks doing the halachas properly, start again. Doing the halachas properly, that would probably take, I would say, a month or so. And then my goal is, I might be completely unfaithful to this, but my goal then is to spend a good couple of months learning to understand what's the midah of Yisod, what is the pnimius, what's the midah of Yisod, what is this inyan of Yisod, of bris, what is it? Pnimius, what is it? By learning the halachas, and by learning what Yisod is, what the midah of Yisod, what's the midah of Yosef HaTzadik, so then we'll be more equipped to be able to work on ourselves and to work with our kids. But along the way, something might happen like this, like that, I have no idea. What we're going to do now is something I just thought about. And 2 o'clock in the morning this morning, that's where it's coming from. So, you have two pages in front of you, and I saw this yesterday, and I saw this earlier today, and I had a cheshik to begin with this. The sefer the page that you're looking at is called Malchus Shleima. Now you didn't hear most of it, I'm sure. I've not heard of this sefer. There was a great tzaddik that lived in Milwaukee. He was called the Milwaukee Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, of course, from Harenstein, descendant of the great tzaddik from Cherkasy, from that world of Chernobyl, son of the Chernobyl Magid, was married Chabad, and there was a son. I'm sure many of you know that the Rebbe who took over in Milwaukee is Rabbi Mechel Toresky. Should be well. And he had a brother, Rav Mechel had a brother that died years ago, that was one of the great mysterious tzaddikim of our generation that I personally never met, but I've heard so much about, who lived in Denver. He was Rabbi in Denver. The name is, it's a long name, his name was Rav Benzion Chaim Shlomo Meshulam Zusha. The Hornstapel Rabbi there in Denver. And this is a sefer of his Torahs, but it also has Torahs from his father, from Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. as you see this Torah that says, the Torah that is Vayikra Hashem Lekim Al Adam Vayim La Yekar. This Torah is from the Rebbe from Denver. Some of the Torahs from his father. This is from the Rebbe from Denver, from the Ernst Stipler Rebbe. And I just felt it was the right way to begin. I had an old edition of this Sefer from around 15 years ago, and one of the Mishpacha gave this to me before the summer. And it was Hashgach, I just opened it up, and I saw this, and I right away said, oh, this is where we're going to begin. So let's learn. These Torahs that we're doing are very, very basic and very seminal, and it requires Chazara to think about, and maybe to talk to a wife about, children. So we just went through Shabbos Bereishis. When it comes to Parshas Bereishis, I'm sure that all of you feel the same way that I feel, that I didn't really even start it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always that feeling. If the feeling is that Hashem's book should have given us Parshas Bereishis for at least a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a chance, you know, like a chance. So there were tzaddikim that said that we should learn Parshas Bereishis together with the Parshas Shavua. We should always learn Parshas Bereishis also.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's a Parshas HaShavua every week, together with Noach and Lech Lecha and so on. You should continue with Parshas Bereishis. Because everything comes from Parshas Bereishis. Every single thing in our lives is found in Parshas Bereishis. Everything. It's the beginning, and everything is mishtalsha from that beginning. So we just began with Vayikra Hashem Lekim Al Adam Vayom La Ayeka. So Hashem Zbach asked Adam Arishan Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Which the Gemara already says on Lachalibcha, where's your heart? What happened to you? There's a famous Maisa of Nalta Rebbe, I think everybody knows, in jail, the whole Maisa of Ayeka, with the warden in jail. We're not going into it right now. But it's not just like, where are you located? The Baruch Shalom was the Baruch Shalom long before there was Waze and GPS. He was already the Baruch Shalom. From a long time ago, he was the Baruch Shalom. So the question of Ayeka is not, where are you to be found? So Adam Rishon says, I heard your voice in the garden, I was afraid. What was I afraid of? I'm afraid of my nakedness. And therefore I hid. That's Adam Rishon's response to his hiding. And we continue. Generally, that's our response as well. We'll see in a minute. That's generally how we respond to the question of Ayeka. I'm naked and I'm hiding. So Hashem's book says to Adam Rishon, who told you that you're naked? Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? We continue with this mahalach. Ha'isha shenasati imadi, asking Yakash, my wife, the wife that you gave me. He nosnali min ha'etz. She gave me to eat from the tree. Well, this is a very male response. The whole pasuk here is like really like a male pasuk. So let's see. Let's try to understand this. Ha'inyin hu. Ki adam ha'isa aveira. When a person doesn't have aveira, ein Hashem's Baruch roitzim menu ela shi'asa tshuva. All Hashem's Baruch wants from a person who does something wrong is that he should do tshuva, which means yilmod mimechshaylai, to try to learn from the mistake that he made. V'yizahir shalei la'asai ser la'asai, to try to be more careful not to do it again. That's really all that Hashem wants from a person who's done an aveira or aveiras. Stop it, you know. try to stop doing it. You see that this is not making you happy. You see that it hasn't worked out. So, do better. That's really all that Hashem wants. Av li yetzahar mafat ha'adam. This is the yetzahar that a person has post-aveira. This is the yetzahar. What's the yetzahar? The yetzahar is mafat ha'adam. It deceives a person. It's mafat ha'adam. Oy laharshia es atzmai. Either to be marshia himself. Now, even though a klan halach is ein adam ois atzmai rasha, as you all know, it's a klan halach, ein adam ois atzmai rasha. Now, that works in halach, that means a lot of things in halach. But as far as emotionally, how does one look at oneself? Adam ois atzmai rasha. People make themselves into a shay. So the Yetzirah comes and tells a person after he does an Aveira, Lahashia es atzmai, you're no good. You're no good. You're a Rasha. You're no good. Or Lahashia es atzmai, v'lipa la'atzvus, as the Tanya says at the beginning. That way of evaluating oneself as a Rasha, brings a person to atzmus. Naturally brings a person to sadness, to depression. The other choice is as follows. There are two choices, the tzaddik says. There are two choices after the aveira. Of course, there's always the choice of not to think of anything. That's a pretty popular one also. But for a serious person, there are two choices. One is, if I could do such a thing, and I did, and I've done it repeatedly, if I could do that, then I'm no good. I'm no good. Why not say it in those words in your head? There are other ways of saying it, but that's basically it. I'm no good. That's one mahalach. Where that leads to is obvious. That leads to atzus, and it leads to repetition of the aveir. That's atzus, sadness. As the time he speaks about by Arichas and all the Svarim HaKadosh, that's where that leads. The other possibility is Litlois Ha'osham Alachir. What is that? To blame someone else. If I accept responsibility, I'm a Rasha. I'm no good. So I'm not comfortable with that, so I could deflect the responsibility, and then just point to Ha'isha Shanasati, whoever it is, my parents, whatever it is. I could blame society, blame the president, blame whatever it is. But little is Hashem Alacher. The Koshem Oid Lekabel Achrayis Al Maisov V'lo LaHashia Es Atzma. That has to be highlighted. Koshem Oid, it is very hard to accept responsibility for what you've done, something that's not good, to accept responsibility, but at the same time, v'loy laharshia es atzmai, not to make yourself into a rasha. Think about that. It's very hard to do that. We usually make a choice. Either I make a choice, I'm no good, and whatever the consequences of that, I'm no good, or I don't want that, I don't want to deal with that, I'm no good thing. So the other choice is, somebody else's fault. Somebody else's fault. Something else, or somebody else, society, technology, parents, whatever it is, upbringing, school, teva, whatever you call it. But to be able to accept achrayas and not to see yourself as bad. That's a chiddush. To accept achrayus for what I'm doing in my life, to accept achrayus for my mistakes, the consequence of that is tshuva. To accept achrayus but not to see myself as a rasha. And it might sound like it's simple. It's not simple. That's what the tzaddik says. Koshem oid lekabel achrayus al maisav, v'lo lahashia es atzmai. That sentence, like Mamish, I was thinking about it all morning. Kablach Reis, Lolai Shiazaz. You know how many times I've been speaking about this in Yinav Achrayis the past few years with men in particular? That's why I said it's a very male pasuk. Achrayis, running away from Achrayis. Right? Disappearing men, back of the shul, up here. That's just a kleinigkeit in life, disappearing. Koshmo the Kabbalah Achrayis, to accept responsibility al Maisav, at the same time that you accept responsibility, you don't come to the conclusion, I'm no good, I'm bad, I'm a lost, finished. There's no hope for me. So the Tzaddik says, that's the Baruch Shalom's question of Adam Arishan and each one of us. Ayeka. Dahainu. You did something bad. That was the first bad thing. It was really bad. That was the first aveira. So the Baruch Hashem is asking Adam after that first aveira. Ayaka, what are you thinking? Eifuata, like where is your head at? What are you thinking? Can you imagine pulling over one of our kids and the kid, you could see on the kid that he is up to something that's not good, and asking him, are you a Rasha in your own eyes? Are you Mekabel Achrayis? But a Tzaddik in your own eyes? And Mekabel Achrayis? Where are you? Ayaka. Then Eifat Baruchnis. Where are you? Post Aveir. What are you thinking after Aveir? What are you thinking after the Aveir? Rule Zer Ana Adam. And Adam Rishon's answer was Va'ira. I'm afraid. Ki Eirim Anoichi, that I'm naked. Ve'echav, and I hid. That's where I am. Naked and hiding. Dahainu, the Rebbe says, Sheher she is atzmai. Vamashu eirum umetuav, he said, I'm naked. Naked means I'm disgusting. I have nothing in my life. I'm worthless. That's what it means to be naked. I'm worthless. Here she is atzmai vamashu orum. I'm naked and I'm disgusting. I'm worthless. And of course, that's why he's hiding. There's no place to hide from Hashem. Adam Rishon knows that. And you and I know that. You and I know that we can't hide from him. Adam Rishon knew that better than us. You can't hide from him. There's no hiding place that a person can hide from Hashem. So what's this meaning of becoming the hiding man? The man who's hiding. Where does that come from? Ki erem anoich, because I'm worthless. I'm naked. Erem anoich, I'm worthless. I'm naked. I'm a suav. I'm disgusting. The kids say, here she is Atzmai. Osa is Atzmai Rasha. V'om lo Hashem Yisbarach. So Hashem Yisbarach says to him, Mehigil lecha k'erem Adam. Where did you go to yeshiva? Who are your parents? The Rebbe Shlomo says, I said such a thing? I told you that? Who told you that you're naked? Who told you that you're worthless? Who told you that you're disgusting? Who told you that? Now, a lot of the kids now could say, oh, I'll tell you who told me. But Adam Rishon, the Rebbe Shlomo asked him, Mehigil lecha k'erem Adam. Who told you that you're naked? Who told you that you're worthless? Who told you that you're disgusting? Who told you such a thing? Mehecha teisa, shatu tuv. Mehecha teisa. Rabbi Shlom says, ola alibi. I use such a word. You never had that with a kid? Yeah, that your kid will say, you will say, accuse you of saying something about him, and you say, I never said such a word about you. I never said that to you. But the kid thinks that you said that. The kid feels that that's how you look at it. That's why he's saying that you said that, even though you never said that. Because he's reading that you're feeling that about him. His Rebbe said that he's disgusting. His parents say he's disgusting. Mehecha teisa shatamatu. The Baruch Shalom says, Mehecha teisa, from where? Where? Who told you such a thing? The Baruch Shalom says, I never, he looks at all the malachim, you told him, I told him, I never said such a thing. Hamina eisa shet sevisicha, did you eat from the tree? I mean, of course the Baruch Shalom knows, but did you eat from the tree? I told you not to eat from the tree, vachalt. And you ate from the tree. And now listen to what the Baruch Shalom says to Adon Rish. I never saw anybody that put it as clearly as this. Listen to the Baruch Shalom now. What Hashem Zvach says to Adon Rish. He says like this. And then he show El Mumcha imat Rosha the Eirim Olo. Why are you telling me Maisim about you being naked and not naked? Did I ask you if you're naked or not? Did I ask you if you're a Rosha or not a Rosha? I never said that you're a Rosha. I never asked you if you're a Rosha. I never implied that you're evil. I never asked you whether you're evil. Anishol rakhe imasisa sa'ovan alo. I only asked you one thing. Did you do it or didn't you do it? Did you do it or did you not do it? Tahainu, the one thing that the Baruch Shalom is asking from each and every one of us. Tahainu, lekabel achrayis amaisa. It's all I'm asking you. Take responsibility. Are you prepared to take responsibility? So, I never said you're disgusting. I never said you're a Russian. I didn't ask you. You're answering me something I never asked you. I asked you, Ayeka, where are you in Rochnias? And you're telling me that I'm naked, I'm no good, I'm this and I'm hiding. So I never asked you that. I asked you. Are there your other name? Answer me. You did it or you didn't do it? Did you do it or you didn't do it? That question of the yod, the name, yes or no, is a question. Are you makabel achrayis? Do you accept responsibility? Do you take ownership, that's what they say nowadays, of what you did? I didn't ask you anything about coming to this whole thing naked. I'm nothing. I'm worthless. And you shall rak ha'im asises ha'avon olo. Did you do the aveir or not? Tan lekabel achrayis al ma'aseiv avlo la'ashiyas atzman. I want you to be mekabel achrayis. I want you to accept responsibility. Answer honestly. You did it. You did it. So let's talk about how to. Let's talk about how to move on. Let's talk about how not to do it. Let's talk about accepting responsibility for what you've done that's wrong, and how it could be fixed. So. Don't make yourself into Rosh. Al tirosh b'fnei atzma. Avlo l'hashiyas atzma. I told you once, a mice years ago, that when I was in high school, There were these dividers, the walls. There wasn't a wall between the classes. So they had these, like, divider. Something was working on the building or something. There was a divider. And I was standing in my class, and it was like recess or something. And I heard two friends of mine talking about me on the other side of the divider. I thought they were friends of mine. They were talking about me on the other side of the divider. And I was very hurt, mamish. They said something that wasn't nice, and I was very hurt about it. I don't remember how old I was. I was like 10 or 11. I was very hurt about it. I recognized their voices. I was by that wall, and they were on the other side. I heard mamish what they said. And I came home, and I was very upset about it. And my father saw I wasn't in a good mood, And he said, "Nope, what's going on? What's wrong?" So I said that, you know, I heard so-and-so, they were talking about me, and they said something, you know, not nice about me, and I feel, you know, that I'm very upset, I feel very bad. So, my, you know, my father asked me, what they said, was it true? I hadn't thought about that for a second. I didn't think about that. It never once entered my mind. The issue of Achrayus never entered my mind. It was just, they made me feel bad. In other words, I feel like a Russian. So my father asked me, what they said, what they said about you, was it true? So I said something like, yeah, you know, partially something. Partially true. So my father said, why don't you worry about that? Take care of it. Stop thinking about it. Just take care of it. That was the end of the conversation. I thought he was going to go maybe kill those guys, or rescue me from them, or something like that. I just said, why don't you take care of it? Make sure that you do the right thing. Don't think of what people talk about you. People are talking all the time. It's not Narishka. Just you do the right thing. That's what he said to me. Kabbalah Safrayis. Instead, we, of course, emotionalize. We victimize. Wow, it's mamish unbelievable. What's going on with that? But Kabbalah Safrayis, that's what the Rebbe says. It's very, very hard. To accept Achrayis without making yourself into a Rasha. So what does Adam say? Ha'isha shenasati imadi, he nasna li min ha'eis. Does not accept Achrayis. And that's the end of Gan Eden. Gamarnu. That's the end of Gan Eden. Ha'isha shenasati imadi. She, it's her fault. Ha'isha shenasati imadi, he nasna li min ha'eis. She gave. That's what Chazal said. Achalti v'achal. I ate from the tree and I would eat again from the tree. It's not my fault. What could I do? I'm powerless to stop this. I ate from the tree. Achalti. Chazal said, what kind of chutzpah to say to Hashem? I ate from the tree and I would eat again from the tree. Chazal says such a thing. Koska loved that line. Yes, he said the truth. Achalti v'achal. I know where I'm holding now. I would eat again from the tree. The Koska says, Gavaldi. There is something gewaltig about it, but it's a tragedy that we live with in our lives all the time. A chalti v'chal is a chutzpah to say that Hashem, I ate from the tree and I'm going to eat again from the tree. Because it's not my fault. There's nothing I can do about it. It's not my achrayus. If you don't want me to eat from the tree, then talk to her. If you want to stop me from eating from the tree, talk to my wife. So, that was the end of Gan Eden. Ever since then, all of history is the question of whether or not men will accept Achrayus. Women's a different parasha. They have a different milchama, but with men, ever since then, it's a question of Kabbalah's Achrayus. So, without making yourself into a Rasha. That's the key. Yeah, people accept Achrayus, but then they're crushed by it, and I'm no good, I'm bad, I'm naked. And they start hiding. Then they start hiding. That's that whole game. There are a lot of things that people do when they're hiding. Other reason was relatively harmless when he was hiding. But there are a lot of people, when they're hiding, they scream, they yell, they're nasty, they're abusive. There are all different ways of, you know, whatever. They don't daven, they don't learn, they don't do mitzvahs, they do all this. There are all different ways of hiding. Hiding is, that's like the Wild West. It's wide open. How to hide. I don't know if there's a book like that for men. 10 million ways to hide. In our film communities, I just give those examples of how people hide. There are many ways that people hide. There are many, many ways that one can hide. But that was the end of Gan Eden. Was the Amar Adam Ha'isha Shanasati Madi He Nos Nalimin Ha'ez. So since it's not my fault, it's her fault. So I got to tell you, I would eat again. What can I do? It's not my fault. I once mentioned to you that the Rav Dessler, Zechar Salivrocha, brings that he brings from Chazal that after Cain killed Hevel, so also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, they ask you, like, what's the story over here? Remember, we're going to read about that in the Yishbet today. I don't know if we'll get started today. Remember, so what was Cain's response? Also, Gevaldik, what was Cain's response? Hashem Rachi Anoichi. Good line? Am I responsible for my brother? I have a chayis, my brother. So the Chazal say that Cain, after he killed Hevel, he was koifabig. He didn't believe in God. He rejected God. He didn't believe in God. Became, he, you know, signed up for some atheist club or something. So Dessler asks, how could that be? He spoke to God. We're not talking here 2018 Tashnayim Tess. We're talking about gracious. So how could Cain say there's no Rebbeinu Shalom? Lays din, lays dain. How could he say there's no such thing as God? So Dessler says that what was his choice? He had to look at himself in the mirror after he killed his brother. What's his choice? If God exists, if that ultimate good, if God exists, so that means I'm a Rasha. That means that I'm evil. Because he defines what's good and what's evil. And if God exists, I'm evil. His choice was either, again, to say, I'm evil, or to answer the question directly. Yeah, I killed my brother. Help, rehab, whatever, I don't know, something. I need help. That was it. So what did he come up with? An Einfall. What was his Einfall? There's no God. There's no God. No. That's called hiding. You just made God go away. That's called hiding. No one's watching me, meaning I'm getting out of his radar. How do I get off his radar? Either I try to run someplace that didn't work for Adam with his father. So the way so there's a different way. It's more, it's fancier. It's more philosophical. There's no God. So I don't have to hide because there's no God that's watching me. It's the same thing. Couldn't accept achrayas. Hashem achi anoichi. Because accepting achrayas to him would be I'm a Rasha. He couldn't live with that. His method of dealing with that was to stop believing in God, which is also a very popular thing. To stop believing in God. The marshal that I gave to explain that, it was once that I had with one of my daughters when she was little. So she was gnashing. I said, no, I speak already. It's enough already. No more. Adka. And I said, you're not allowed to have any more. Finished, and I put it away. Okay. And I go out of the kitchen. I'm walking, like going upstairs. And I hear some noise. I go and I look in the kitchen. She's moved over a chair. And she's climbing up on the counter to go to the Eitzer, you know, to get something, a nash. She thought I was upstairs and she's going. So I walk into the kitchen and she turns around and she sees me standing there. She goes like this. Just make the bad man go away. Like, what are you going to do? This is a bad matzav to be. So she just took away that she figured that if she doesn't see me, I don't see her, and this is okay. Everything, you know, she's safe. No, that's so. Cain says, "There's no God." Just it seems childish, but it's very, very common. It's done by adults. It's been happening for all of these years. No, who lo nimtza? Either to blame somebody else, or to make the bad man go away. To make God go away. Make him go away. Because I don't want to deal with that. Get off my case. Make him go away. Because Kabbalah Sachrayis means I'm a Rasha. But Hashem's Baruch is what the Rebbe's explaining in this time is that Hashem's Baruch is saying to the Rishon, who told you that you're a Rasha? I never said you're a Rasha. You're a human being. I made you. And I understand you. I understand that it's hard. It's hard to be a human being. And I understand that you got pulled in. The snake is good. You got pulled in. Talk to me. Just own up to it, you know? Talk to me. Work with me. I'll help you. We'll try to find some place in Gan Eden, you know, in the meantime. We can work on it. Another Marisa's thing is, I'm naked and I'm hiding. Is that? And what that means is, the Hainusha, Anisha Shanasata, so he opted for the Noach Rayas, Mahalach. He knows the limit. It's not my fault. It's not that I can do that. That's all that's being taught now in universities in America. You know that. That's all that's being taught. It's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault. It's not my fault. Achrayus. You can't be Marshia yourself. But the Baruch Shalom says, I never told you to be Marshia. I never told you you're a Russia. I told you, you made a mistake. What I'm telling you is, I'm asking you, did you do it? You didn't do it. If you did, let's talk about it and fix it. So, that's all truth is. It's already after Elul and after Hashanah Yom Kippur. You did something that's wrong, so fix it. First admit it, but fix it. Gandhi. So, and Hashem says, you know Russia. I'm not a Russia. I'll tell you Russia with an Atzim. You're not a Russia. Dainusha dying lo kibel atzmach rayas elatola hachisar na lishtai. A dying lo kibel atzmach rayas. Hashem's Baruch showed him and is showing us when we learn this. You still haven't accepted achrayas. You still have not accepted achrayas. You haven't accepted the responsibility for what you're doing. Anybody that's ever dealt with people who have an addiction, drinking or drugs or smoking, whatever it might be, or pornography, any of these addictions, anytime you dealt with the beginning of the Yeshua is always what? Kabbal Sacharias. That's the beginning of the Yeshua, is Hashem Emanach. Not that I'm a Rasha, but I need help. Can you help me? I have been doing this. I'm not addicted to alcohol. What's the big deal? Every now and then a Shalom Zachar, every now and then a Kiddush. I'm not addicted to drinking. Or Hayishu Shanasati, Hinos Limana Shnapsva Shasisi, or something like that. And that guy's not ready. When he's Mekabel Achrayus, and he says, I have a problem. I need help. What can I do? So the whole world's ready to help you. Everybody's ready to help you. I'm talking about among Jews. What happens to the person who's in the world's down? What happens to if he needs help? But among Jews, if you need help, Lochaseh. The Jew says, I need help. The kid says, I need help. If any Jew says, I need help, there are Jews that are going to help. But when a person says, Hayishu Shanasati Imadi, I don't need any help because it's not my fault, I didn't do it, or you don't seek help. Why don't you seek help? Because you already are convinced that you're a Rasha Marusha, you're disgusting, you know, but you're worthless, so then you don't look for help, and you just turn to the anger, like the Rav Kook talks about, and I said, truly, you're angry at everybody, because you hate yourself, or the other way is you're angry at everybody because you blame them for causing you to become a Rasha. You have this low lane with kids who are who were molested, Hashem Yirach. That you see with many of these kids that they hate their parents. They hate their parents. A sin hamamish. And then when it comes out, their parents and the therapist and the parents say, we didn't know, and why didn't you tell us? So why does the kid hate his parents? He hates his parents for not protecting him. Parents say, we didn't know. The kid doesn't understand, how could you not know? Parents say, we're not Nevi'im. We asked you every day, is everything okay in school? Are you happy? How's it going? Well, you didn't pick up there like 20 different types of behavior that it says in the book about that. I don't know, we're just simple Jews. We never read this book. I don't know. We asked you and you said you're fine, everything's good. We saw you seemed like everything was good. But of course, you know that they're Mashiach es atzmon. They hate themselves with such a hatred, these kids. They don't know what to do with that. So they're Mashiach es atzmon, and they're Mashiach es atzmon. As far as Achrayis is concerned, it's not their Achrayis, they're children. They didn't know how to protect themselves. So the parents are Rishayim, big Rishayim. Because where was your Kabbalah Achrayis? But the parents say, how do we know? We don't know how. We always accept the Achrayis for you, but we didn't know. But the kid, you can't answer that. When you say that to the kid gets angrier. You try saying that to the kid, it's not, the parents say, it's not our fault, we didn't know. Because it's not your fault. You didn't know. They get angry. It's a terrible cycle. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. Kid's Mashiach himself, you know, it's not his fault. It's not his parents' fault either. The Shiloh now in life is, I mean, the real Rosh is walking around doing it to other people. But the Shiloh is now, how could you get better? That's always the question. How could you get better? The Torah from the Israelites to the Mishnah that we learn next week, the Mishnah, if you could hold on to the paper, please try, see what you can do about that. To hold on, accept the Christ with a piece of paper. we're going to see next week. I don't know.
Told him to hold it.
Yeah, I asked the other guy to say. So, this Indian of Kabbalah Sachrayis is the beginning of our returning to the Sogiyah Kedusha. Not Rishas, not dead, not naked, not hiding. Achrayis, are the other name, yes or no? And how to work with it. That's what we should continue. Let's take a little.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.